This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When Roe v. Wade was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court over the summer, virtually all legal abortion in Wisconsin stopped. This prompted one listener to ask WPR's Why Wisconsin, what resources exist for pregnant people? As Bridget Bowden reports, there are nonprofit organizations across the state, but some experts say they aren't adequate in helping vulnerable people during and after pregnancy.
Babies and Beyond in Madison is open 3 days a week, giving out diapers, formula, food, clothing, and other goods to parents and expecting parents in need.
So, what size diapers do you need?
Can I get size 4?
Alyssa Dunsell has 3 young children and an adopted teenager. On this day in late September, she's at the diaper bank for pull-ups and diapers for her 2 youngest and some clothes. According to the National Diaper Bank Network, 1 month of diapers for a single child costs about $80. Dunsell says her rent has gone up a lot in the last few years too, making resources like this vital for her.
When you're living dollar to dollar, it's not paycheck to paycheck, it's literally dollar to dollar. All those little things add up.
Babies and Beyond Executive Director Brenda Collins says they've seen more and more people in need through the pandemic. Now they're serving more than 500 clients each month. And she expects to see that number continue to grow due to Roe v. Wade being overturned and most legal abortion services in Wisconsin ending.
I think naturally that's the way it's going to go, yes.
Collins calls Babies and Beyond a pro-birth organization. It's part of a network of groups commonly referred to as crisis pregnancy centers or pregnancy resource centers. You can find it listed on websites like Choose Life Wisconsin and Wisconsin Right to Life. The services offered by these centers vary greatly. Some do ultrasounds, pregnancy testing, or counseling. Collins says Babies and Beyond focuses on material needs like diapers and clothing. What they all have in common is their opposition to abortion. Although Babies and Beyond is not affiliated with any religious groups, many other pregnancy centers are, like Access Women's Center in Madison, which is affiliated with the Baptist Church.
We perform pregnancy tests, and we also provide a parenting support program.
That's the organization's director, Stephanie, who declined to share her last name because of concern for her safety. She says even before the fall of Roe, the center would not refer people for abortions. That means they'd say abortion was an option, but they wouldn't explain things like where you could get one, how to make an appointment, or how much it would cost.
People have phones, they can Google. I mean, it's at their fingertips if they really want it. But no, we don't refer for that. But we will gladly talk to them. Again, it's their choice.
Katrina Kimport studies crisis pregnancy centers at the University of California, San Francisco. She says historically, their first objective has been to convince people to not have abortions. And she says crisis pregnancy centers have been known to spread information that goes against science, such as the idea that having an abortion causes mental health issues.
When we think about these locations as really sites within an anti-abortion movement and really informed by an anti-abortion ideology, they have been a very successful source of misinformation around abortion.
Most of the people Kimport interviewed for her 2020 study had already decided not to end their pregnancies before going to the centers, and most of them reported having a positive experience. But she says nonprofit pregnancy centers are not a substitute for a social safety net. Regardless of the legal status of abortion, pregnant people and parents of young children need resources like healthcare and childcare.
The simple answer is it's not adequate. But it's not adequate just for people who may be considering abortion or may be seeking an abortion. It's not adequate for pregnant people who have basic resource needs and families of young children.
Although they're not performing abortions, Planned Parenthood's Wisconsin clinics are still open and providing other services like STD testing and birth control. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story came from an audience question as part of the Why Wisconsin project. Submit your question and we might answer it. Go to wpr.org/whywisconsin.